Hey there, it's DCQ.
Hey witchy,
woo! This is our third special episode of All About Witch.
Yay!
So let's fly on a plane straight to our moons.
Okay, we'll just stop the song right there.
The Witch Halloween special is now up.
Yep, all the scanning, translation, and image editing is done.
Jody will be proofreading the special, and the link can be found on my blog or at Witch for Life.
Sorry this episode wasn't up sooner. I was having some problems here at Podomatic posting the episode, and I'm finally glad that I can do this episode, so I really hope you enjoy it.
Okay, next up, Witch Video Blowout.
A Very Bewitching Halloween is my latest video. It's a Halloween themed video. The song is Thriller by Michael Jackson, and it includes pictures from the Halloween special. And that can be found on my YouTube channel, which is Dark Crystal Queen 101. And then there's my video in Phobos Haunted. It's the third video in the Will and Phobos video saga. It's really good, and in the end, and there's a lot of surprises. And in the ending, there's one big surprise, and their twisted love comes to a stop, is all I can say.
World Times Phobos Give Me a Reason was the second video, where they're fighting to keep their love strong. And, you know, then it continues in the third. But World Times Phobos Give Me a Reason, that's a pretty good one too, so I want you guys to watch that, which can also be found on my YouTube channel.
Then there's In the World of Irma. The song is Bigger Than Us by Hannah Montana, and basically it's a video all about Irma. With pictures and everything, so I want you guys to check that out too.
Then there is my Witch Fanatics ad video. Basically, my clan on Gaia Online, I need more members, and I've been advertising it everywhere, so I made a YouTube video about it. And I have gotten a few more requests, but I'm hoping to get more. If any of you Witch United members are listening to this podcast, please do me a favor and join my clan after watching the video. And if you're not a member of Gaia, then join. It's really cool. The Witch Halloween Contest. This contest took place on Halloween. And of course, it ended on October 31st, a few days back. And basically, the rule that you had to do was draw a picture of witch dressing up in some Halloween outfits. It could have been an alien, a vampire, anything. And it could have been anything you wanted. And you could have only entered one drawing. And basically, we did get an entry. And the entry was from Alja. And she put a picture of the girl dressed in a cute little witch Halloween, like a Halloween witch dress, and it was really, really, really cute, and she won. So I'm going to be sending her prize soon. And Alja, if you're listening, thanks for participating, and I hope you have your prize.
Okay, the Witch November side of the month.
I'm just pulling up the information.
Okay, I've got the information. Let me see. Our winner for the November side of the month was Witch Paradise.
Witch Paradise is a site created by Witch Class, the girl who has all the most witch images ever posted. She is a friend of mine, and she is also on Witch United. And personally, I used to compete with her on Witch United, like the old one, for who posts Witch images the fastest. Ooh, it looks like she beat me. I still have a chance. I have set up folders of Witch images. Anyways, the site is the only site where you can find tons of images of each Witch girl in the entire group, animated GIFs, calendars, wallpapers, and videos. And here's the link, www.freewebs.com/witchclass.
Congratulations, Witch Class, for your wonderful site, and expect a prize soon, DCQ. Okay. There might be a witch movie confirmation. I don't know if it's happening yet, but I read somewhere that it could happen. And I really hope it does. Basically, I found a fake movie poster, but that really didn't matter. I got it from DeviantArt and it was fake. But I was browsing around YouTube the other day and I came across about a video about a witch movie in 2010 that was live action. I don't know if it's true. The person had deleted the confirmation, but it said the two, like, the people who were playing the witch girls. And the people who chose to play the witch girls were pretty good. I guess they did delete it because now I can't find any information. So, hopefully there will be a witch movie, so let's keep hoping. Teach to be Witch, number 4, it's still not done, but I'm still translating it, and the scanning process is over, and so is the editing. All I really need to do is translate it. I'm halfway done with it. So basically, I hope to get it up sometime soon, maybe this week if I can, or next week at the latest. And hopefully, I'll get it up soon. RPG update. Basically, right now, Valkyrie and Jenny have come through the portal, and all of the Guardians are going home. And on YouTube, I was browsing around, and I found a video about the Witch Dolls. There is a few different brands. There's Power Girl, which I heard is some sort of a new form. There's Rock Band, Jensen Dance Academy, Surf Beach Style, and a whole bunch of different ones. And you can find it on YouTube under New Witch Dolls 2010. Okay, and now a word from our sponsors. Amanda and Christine are traveling down to Heatherfield to record their awesome podcast. Check out new episodes and miniseries at www.witchchat.podomatic.com. Rock and Roll Girl is going to Mexico to spread the news about Witch. And looks like she's found some fans. Visit her podcast at www.discusswitch.podomatic.com. Visit my podcast at www.witchchat.podomatic.com. The only podcast with all the news. Okay, time to talk about Season 1, Episode 12. That is The Princess Revealed. Elrond is Fulgore's sister and is the true heir to the throne of Meridian. Booth does not know it yet. Vathek overhears Fulgore's and Cedric's plans for capturing her and hurries to tell Caleb, only to end up running for his life when Cedric comes to stop him. Vathek and Blanc escape to Earth with Cedric and a worm-looking monster called a, Morvet. Morvet, and basically, hot on their heels. Vathek states that, the news to Caleb, who relates the news to the Guardians, and they go after Elrond to keep her safe from Cedric's clutches. However, they have to hold off the larvae from eating Vathek. When Elrond slips off in a bad mood after her new bow gives her the heave-ho, she heads back to her place of comfort, Cedric's bookshop. In the before story, Elrond starts dating Brian. But thanks to the Guardians keeping the eye on Elrond, Brian breaks up with her. Okay,
And now it's time to talk about the Nymph's Engine.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
She was in the last episode of Witch and in issue 9 of the comics. Okay, just pulling up the information. And basically, she's a nymph. Her name means Heart of Crystal in Chinese. When the Emperor sealed away the dragon, Xin Jing used all her powers together, those of the four dragons together. And basically turned their bodies into the four rivers of China. All the remains of Xin Jing was a small crystal, the Heart of Kanjikar. Well, it reminds Narissa about the origin of the heart. Okay, now we're going to listen to the rest of Burning For You by the Shiny Toy Guns, which is on that car commercial, if you guys were wondering where it was from. While our saga discussion is about the Archangel Saga. Crisis after crisis, threatening to bring the girls down once and for all. Along with Seven Days, a powerful lord of Arcana, from rising up and destroying the Oracle, the girls have a whole bunch of new problems on Earth that need their attention. The government discovers the secret of the Witch Girls and wants to capture them and use their powers for their own mysterious intentions. As if that isn't enough, the girls' astrojack decides to run after most of them taken advantage of by the Guardians and start causing tons of problems between their family, teachers, and boyfriends. Also, Rose's father returns into her life after a decade of absence, and his intentions are anything but loving and trustful. Last week's Witch Lottery winners. Well, there was no Witch Lottery last week, and so far it's Anna-Man, and basically, it was Eminem and Joel Quinn. Okay, and now it is time for our questions. Are 100% Witch Issues actually teach to be Witch Issues? Well, I've heard rumor around the internet from my sources that some of the rumored 100% Witch episodes are actually Teach to be Witch episodes, and other short stories of Witch and Teach to be Witch. I think there might be How to Be on the Show record a shout out. Email me at laurasbfriendsquare@gmail.com, roommatewitch@gmail.com, make suggestions, or advertise us. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Tune into episode 13 soon on DCQ.